again, it's John Leeming here with The Organist Encores and another selection of historic recordings I've found amongst the boxes of tapes and scratchy discs in my loft. It's always fun to look through these collections and find gems from the past I'd forgotten about. Some are from my own collections and some from material donated to the Cinema Organ Society's audio archives. Well, let's get the disc spinning with an extract from an old acetate from the 1950s donated to the COS by Donald Inkster. It's Horace Finch with one of his elaborate arrangements, but not from the Empress Ballroom this time, but from a broadcast from the Opera House Blackpool on the 13 Rank Wurlitzer, are still going strong in the care of the Cannock Chase Organ Club. Here's Horace with The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. Horace Finch at the Opera House in 1957, after the fire at the Tower Ballroom had led to a redistribution of organist basses in Blackpool. As I said, Horace was usually heard at his normal bass at the Empress Ballroom on a similarly sized but very differently sounding Wurlitzer. Here's that organ in 1981 after it moved to the BBC in Manchester, in the jazzy hands of Brian Rodwell. Give Me the Simple Life, crisply executed by Brian Rodwell at the BBC Theatre Organ No. 3. Now for a complete contrast, let's go south to Finsbury Park in London, where G.T. Patman opened the three-manual 12-rank Compton in the Astoria Theatre there in 1930. Here is none other than G.T. Patman himself, parping away at that organ with Nacio Herb Brown's Doll Dance. G.T. Patman there at Finsbury Park, doing his best to get the somewhat buried sounds of that installation as far as the recording microphone in 1930. OK, time to listen to a couple of Christies now. The Empire, later the Granada Theatre in Willesden, northwest London, had a 7-rank Christie with 2 working manuals and a dummy installed in one chamber in 1927. This was rebuilt and enlarged to a full 3-9 in 1934, and Donald Thorne made a number of recordings there for Decca, including this one, March of the Toys. Thank you. from Willesden to Walthamstow now, and what was arguably the finest installation of all the Christies, the 312 in the Granada Theatre. A long way both in time and distance from his Belfast base, here's Stanley Wiley at Walthamstow in 1990 with a couple of Hoagy Carmichael melodies. Skylark and Georgia on My Mind, and the golden tones of the Walthamstow Christie from Stanley Wiley. That organ has been silent and derelict for over 16 years now, but the good news is that the theatre is being refurbished, and the signs are good that the organ could well be singing away again in a very few years' time. Sticking with Granada, we go now to Tooting, where Alex Taylor was the one to launch that iconic Wurlitzer in 1931. Here he is the following year with a somewhat over-recorded version of one of the many songs called Masquerade, this being the one by John Jacob Loeb. Alex Taylor at Tooting in 1932. I'm going to move to something quite different for this next item, though whether this instrument can actually be called an organ is open to question. It's the clavioline, a portable electronic instrument of three octaves, an early type of synthesizer developed by Constant Martin in France in the late 1940s. Since the instrument could only play one note at a time, it was intended for use as an addition to small orchestras because of the wide range of different tones it could deliver, from bassoon to bagpipes and from mandolin to musical saw, this last one possibly being the most realistic of all its instrumental sounds. There was even a clavioline attached to the BBC Theatre Organ No. 2 for a while. However, if you had enough of them, you could actually make a small electronic orchestra of your own, like this. Dog Rag from the Clavialines, a group of clavioline players from the 1950s. I can't find any more information about them, nor indeed whether any multi-tracking was used on that recording, but it wouldn't surprise me if Frank Chatsfield had something or other to do with it, because his rhythm group, called the Tunesmiths, featured a clavioline player. Anyway, back to theatre organ and David Shepherd's residence in Lincolnshire. David has had three different organ creations in his home. The first, on which he started work in 1979, was based on a three-manual Mellotone Deluxe electronic instrument with a few additional pipe ranks. This produced a very respectable house organ, but constantly wanting to improve his instrument, David did a complete revamp during the 1980s, replacing the electronics and enlarging it to 9 ranks of carefully selected pipes. Since that time, of course, David's home organ has grown to 4 manuals and 22 ranks of pipes, but it's incarnation number 2, the 9-ranker, we're going to hear now. This was opened before an invited audience on the 15th of August 1987 by no less a musician than Tom Hazleton. And from that opening show, here's Tom with Duke Ellington's I got it bad, and that ain't good. Memorable playing from Tom Hazelton there, launching the David Shepherd Studio Organ No. 2 and featuring the liquid sounds of the unenclosed Christie vibraphone that David had at the time. Well, we heard BBC Theatre Organ No. 3 a few minutes ago, so let's now hear from No. 2, the 27-ranked Muller they acquired from Reginald Fort. From a 1957 broadcast, here's legendary Nottingham organist and hiker Jack Hellier with one of his own compositions, Philanderer. Thank you. Philanderer from Jack Hellyer at the BBC Merla. I wonder if he had in particular anyone in mind when he wrote that piece. We shall probably never know. Anyway, that's about all from me for this time. Damon Cox will be here again next week. Well, not exactly here, but in Bournemouth by the Sea, as he's called the programme. Don't miss it. So it's goodbye from me for another month. But since I see Jack Hellyer is still sitting at the BBC Theatre Organ, let's ask him this time to play out the show with our regular signature tune, I Want to Be Happy. Don't we all? Bye.